It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed them up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Awesome. Still don't know the difference.
Awesome. In Ghana and Senegal?
E-Break is brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Been sick all week, pal. Cut me a break. We go so easy on you for your health
issues. No, you don't.
Can't you cut me a break?
You point and laugh at me every day.
Just, I don't know if Monty feels bad enough about himself today.
Yeah, you snicker like it's the first time you saw me every time.
Oh, God, what happened to your leg? Oh, God, I forgot. All right. Three candidates this week, 888-787-1310, if you would like to join and queue up and get ready to vote. And we got some heavy hitters today. Let's start out with Johnny E-Break himself, and this is going to be a combo platter because he had two this week, and I like both of them, and I like as much Rosengarten in my E-Break as I can get. So this first one is, he had an interesting, he was heated, he was going at it, he was letting the media have it, letting bloggers have it, and he had a little bit of a misspeak.
You're right. Stop bashing Craig Ranch.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
It's a good damn golf course. And I challenge anybody who tells me it's not. And all these national guys have never played it. They just watch it on TV, these podcasters or blog bastards. I mean,
what? Blog bastards.
Whatever the hell they are.
I kind of like it. Blog bastards. It
drives me
maybe nuts.
They've never played the damn course. They've never been on the property. It's a pretty piece of land. It's a good damn golf course. Get off their asses, man.
Let's talk about
just weird cussing too. It's a good damn golf course.
Blog bastards.
Blog bastards.
Got a good off mic Kern laugh. Ah.
That's requisite. Every time.
Get the Kern duck.
Yes,
yeah, you got Kern duck flying over.
All right, and then the second one here was some live spot chaos.
But before that, let's talk about a new client, One Putt, Craig.
Yeah, it's One, like W-O-N, because you're going to win. And you, if you think about it, you want to work on your golf game, you use your putter more on a golf course than any other club. So why not work on your putting? And One Putt, the One Putt golf training game, it's kind of like cornhole.
cornhole.
Crap on a cracker. cornhole. For golf. And
Let him cook.
He's doing it. He's rolling.
It's designed for golfers and knockout. It's just fun. It's pure fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ignore everything else. It's just fun.
I think it's said in the copy, if you butcher everything, just say it's fun at the end. Is they're trying to pull their check back?
Yeah, is it a good recovery when you have to say during a live spot, crap on a cracker?
Or if you have to go, right in the middle.
Crap on a cracker.
That's a very, like, killer, like, thing to say as he's screwing up.
Or, like, grandpa cussing.
Yeah.
Gosh. I love Eli being the encourager that time. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Eli knows his role. He plays it well. Wow.
I envy Eli for getting to witness those live and in person.
Oh, yeah.
It's a unique spot to be in. So Craig Rosengarten is candidate number one for the E-Break. Candidate number two is Justin Monty Montemayor.
Oh, best moments of the week.
Yeah. No.
Let's no, you had a couple of bad mess-ups. There's one. that one was pretty smooth, actually. You trying to play some audio earlier in the week was significantly less smooth.
So this is what this was the
maybe.
Absolutely heinous thing that Abigail Velez had to say. Oh, I should plug in.
You should plug that in first of all, buddy.
Got a well-oiled machine here as we are now
Sports
plugging
radio, in. 1310 the ticket.
Now that
listening to
can
the
hear.
Ramp on Work in Progress with Justin.
Team USA is going to advance. That's because they had huge wins over Australia and Paraguay. So tonight is really about hanging out, having a good time, and enjoying the company. And while I'm at it.
Playing the wrong one. Let's play this one.
Strike two.
Swear. Unbelievable!
So, what are you doing?
Okay, the next round, Team USA will play Bosnia next Wednesday.
So you had three
unreal.
Three false starts trying to play a piece of audio.
Okay. I definitely screwed up there. Do y'all think y'all helped?
Oh, no.
We were set.
We were vamping as best we could.
Do you think that you helped smooth the situation out at all, or did you just add to the chaos?
I think we helped it.
I feel like he's blaming us for him not being able to play audio.
I'm just asking if everyone did their best during that piece of audio.
I didn't want the listener to think this was some sort of amateur radio, so I had to remind them what radio station they're listening to.
They knew it was amateur radio by me misplaying the piece of audio I needed 10 times.
Or Tyler just playing the aux cord.
Yeah, I'm just plugging my cord in and
most
out.
Annoying drop ever. So Monty is candidate number two. Candidate number three is Corby the Snake Davidson. A little bit of a communication issue, maybe. Not sure why he was playing this audio that was seemingly unedited, but for whatever reason, some unedited audio made the show.
The guy's like, so that's where they eat. I was like, that doesn't look good. And he says, yeah, well, that's where they eat. That's the tour. Then you go in a little room and you write them a check for whatever the f*** they want.
Oh, whoa.
Whatever, like.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Oh, no.
I swear I took that out. I guess I gave sent you the original one. Oh, no.
Boy, he oh, my. Really said
is, is there another one?
Yeah, I don't know. But he basically said, I write you a check for whatever the F you want, and that's it. Okay.
And they take your father. Do you understand? They think about your father. They take him. They just take him because you paid. They go, this one, you go, yeah, oh. And they...
Oh, oh my God.
Okay, so you get the idea. Dump they that. Take him and
did you
and whatever.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Everything good back there, boys?
Sorry. Dump that.
So twice.
So if the first one wasn't edited, couldn't you make a proper assumption and assume the second one wasn't going to be beeped either?
Did he say in that he sent them the wrong one? So is that on the producer, though?
I do wonder, yeah, if they should have previewed it. But, I mean, I guess, especially if you're a fill-in guy, you just assume that they edited it the way that they needed to.
I think he sent it to Dave for Dave to play. That's what it sounded like yesterday. I might be wrong, but it's what it sounded like yesterday.
I assumed he sent it back to Dylan.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to put... Dylan had a rough enough week last
was
week.
Was it Dylan? I thought it was Jay and...
Well, Jay was running the board, and Dylan was producing for the hardline yesterday.
That was my impression.
To be clear, Corby knows better and shouldn't depend on anybody else. Definitely shouldn't depend on whoever is sitting in the hardline producer chair to get things right.
That could be restated.
Yeah. So, Corby gets the third nomination. Your candidates this week, Craig Rosengarten for blog... Blazers. Whatever he said.
Brazzers.
And live spot mess up. Monty not knowing how to play audio. And Corby with unedited audio with two F-bombs going out, having to be dumped. 888-787-1310. We will vote right now. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, oh great fill-in show. It would be Craig Rosengarten.
Thank you very much for that responsible vote.
Very efficient, yeah.
Caller, you're on the air. Who do you vote for?
Morning, boys. It's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Morning.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed this, but past e-breaks, I always vote for whip candidates. So that means I got to vote for Monty.
Okay.
Okay. We thank you, Cruz.
Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Morning, non-users.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, would this be Corby's 100th if he wins?
It would indeed. I didn't want to bring that up because I did not want to influence voting.
Well, I'm an e-bake purist, and so he is not getting my vote. He cannot be 100%, so I'm going to give it to One Leg Monty.
Okay.
Thank you.
We just call him Monty.
He's got to eat your own Corby and not let him get a sweep.
Understandable. 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Shout out to Deep Eddie. Let me vote for Corby.
Shout out to Deep Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
He's been with us all week. Just sitting there in the corner quietly.
Insane.
Maybe 840 next week. We might need to talk. caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
You know I am right here.
You dang sure are, Miss Natalie Maines.
Hey, face users. I want to vote for Johnny Ebrake himself. One Craig Rosen, just so you know, and y'all have a gas station bathroom baconator.
And go Red Raiders. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
I still haven't seen one in the bathroom yet.
Bathroom baconator.
Look, that's our business. We copyright that right now.
Pop down the call station. There it is.
So two so far for Craig Rosengarten, two for Monty, and one for Corbels. Caller, you are on the air. Who do you vote for?
Hey, Monty, there's an eight ball in your back pocket.
Yeah, I can't tell you how it got there, but...
You slipped, right?
Yeah.
Love you.
Is that a vote for Monty?
I guess
yeah.
I vote for Monty.
Okay,
thank you. Love you.
That's three for Monty. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, gracias.
It is the Mexican Batman they've been looking for.
Wow, this is an honor to have you on the show, sir.
Quickly switch to English.
Si, grande pene. I would like to duct tape Craig to a pole and give him a couple of love taps on his penis.
I don't know if that's going to help his broadcasting, but thank you very much, Mexican Batman.
There's some Italian in there, or French.
Either way.
Yeah,
very good. All right, caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, DJ, can I talk to him real quick?
Absolutely, he's right here.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, love you a lot, and I mean a lot, and I will vote for Corby.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Oh. That's nice.
That's a nice call. Look at the,
I don't get that anywhere else in my life.
Boy, it's around the corner. We're going to get someone that's roasted us here in a second.
Ham there? He sucks. Learn to read, idiot.
True.
Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hello, Craig. Mineral Wells was recently pelted with grapefruit-sized hail. We're giving a 5% discount to everyone with one leg.
All right, I will count that as a Monty vote. So we are one away. Monty is one away from winning this thing, taking down some titans of the industry. Caller, you are on the air. You could be the deciding vote. What say you?
What say me? How about Monty?
Oh, there we go.
Never heard a woman say that.
Well, soak it up. Smell it all up right now. Because you, sir, are a winner because you are a dum-dum and could not play audio from your computer.
So this is what... this was the absolutely heinous thing that Abigail Velez had to say. Oh, I should plug in.
You should plug that in first of all, buddy.
Got a well-oiled machine here as we are now plugging
in. Sports Radio 1310 the ticket.
now that
listening
people
to
can
the
hear.
Ramp on Work in Progress with Justin.
Team USA is going to advance. That's because they had huge wins over Australia and Paraguay. So tonight is really about hanging out, having a good time, and enjoying the company. And while I'm at it,
playing the wrong one. Play this one.
Strike two.
Swear. Unbelievable.
So, what are you doing?
In the next round, Team USA will play Bosnia next Wednesday.
Boy, you were disappointed in me, Ham. What
it's
are you
not
doing?
Often you mess up.
It was over 30 seconds of filibuster there of just waiting for you to figure out how to play.
I might have played the wrong one.
Might have played the wrong one. All right, so Monty is the winner. What are the stats, Dip?
That is Monty's 10th e-break. He has hit double digits. He is now tied with one Jason Killer Kellison on the all-time list.
Oh, no.
Good.
Would
I'll
you
take that
him?
Company.
Taking him down.
He called him debt. It's okay. All right.
What?
That's I thought he called him the other name for Richard.
No. He called him debt.
I got debt man yesterday, which is very odd.
Debt man.
That's just the playful relationship I have with Debtie. We got little pet names for each other.
All right.
Sorry y'all aren't as good of friends.
Okay, fine. Whatever.